1 Timothy, chapter 1. Paul, an apostle of Yahshua the Messiah by the commandment of Yahweh our Savior, and Master Yahshua the Messiah, which is our hope, to Timothy, my own son in the faith, grace, mercy, and peace from Yahweh our Father and Yahshua the Messiah, our Master. As I besought you to abide still at Ephesus, when I went to Macedonia, that you might charge some that they teach no other doctrine, neither give heed to fables and endless genealogies, which minister questions rather than Yahweh's edifying, which is in faith, so do. Now the end of the commandment is charity out of a pure heart, and of a good conscience, and of faith unfeigned, from which some, having swerved, having turned aside to vain jangling, desiring to be teachers of the law, understanding neither what they say nor of what they affirm. But we know that the law is good if a man use it lawfully, knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous man, but for the lawless and disobedient, for the wicked and for sinners, for unholy and profane, for murderers of fathers and murderers of mothers, for manslayers, for whoremongers, for homosexuals, for men-stealers, for liars, for perjured persons, and if there be any other thing that is contrary to sound doctrine, according to the esteemed good news of the blessed Elohim, which was committed to my trust. And I thank the Messiah Yahshua, our Master, who has enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry, who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious, but I obtained mercy, because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Sovereign was exceeding abundant with faith and love, which is in the Messiah Yahshua. This is a faithful saying, and worthy of all acceptation, that the Messiah Yahshua came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Howbeit, for this cause I obtained mercy, that in me first Yahshua the Messiah might show forth all long-suffering, for a pattern to them which should hereafter believe on him to lasting. Now to the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise Yahweh, honor and praise forever and ever. Amen. This charge I commit to you, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on you, that you by them might war a good warfare, holding faith and a good conscience, which some having put away concerning faith have made shipwreck, of whom is Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I have delivered to Satan, that they may learn not to blaspheme. End of chapter.